Go mobile.
In zero TR.
Yep. Good afternoon to you. Let me turn this other radio off. Well, I had to go to the grocery store and pick up some items. I'll make a pot of chili. And I needed some ground beef to go in it.
That's a good point. Even I know that. Which ain't saying much. Shoot. How you doing today? I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, you sound a lot better. I'm doing all right. Been to church this morning. Had to be there early for a meeting. And then I went and got me some lunch at the Eggs Up Grill. Had me a couple of eggs over easy, some bacon and toast, and, you know, got my groceries at the grocery store, and now I'm headed home. And maybe play a little radio this afternoon. Who knows?
A big screaming contest on. I mean, sideman contest on. And I've been just sitting there playing around on the computer, but I haven't got on the radio. I haven't felt like it on the HF in several days. But I want to try to get down there tonight and do some. But whenever there's a sideman contest on, there's no CW, very little. And whenever there's a CW contest on, there's no sideman on.
Supposed to be. Well, Century Club net's supposed to have a 20-meter net this afternoon. I don't know if they'll actually find a spot on the band to hold a 20-meter net today. I really don't. So, anyway, and I was on the radio yesterday afternoon, did a sideband net, and played around with PSK and Riddy a little bit, and then I got off and. I sat and read or got on the computer and did some things and, you know, turn the radio back on last night, left it off, and, anyway, you know what, I don't think it's going to get up to the 70 degrees they said it was supposed to be today.
You're going to go down to Lowe's and get some of those square pavers, they call them, they're about 1-inch thick, red brick, foot square. And I told Bernice, no, I don't think so. It's just too cold out there for me.
Usually they're predicting 70 today and 70 tomorrow and upper 60s on Tuesday. Of course, Wednesday we're supposed to have another monsoon, so, you know. And now, and today, like I said, it's only 58 right now, so somebody didn't get the message from Mother Nature about what the weather was going to be.
N0TR. Yes, sir. And you're exactly right, Rusty. You're supposed to be a little higher than this, and I think it's supposed to be a little higher tomorrow.
The weather on TV last night, but the weather I saw on the computer yesterday was saying 68 yesterday, and then 70 today, 70 tomorrow, and then 67, 68, something like that on Tuesday. And then in the low 60s and rain on Wednesday. So, but they're saying we may get another monsoon. I poured 2¾ inches of rain out of one gauge and 2½ out of the other one this morning from the rain the other day from the rain or yesterday morning from the rain we'd had on Friday.
It's added up to about 2.72 inches. I'm looking at the weather on WYFF4, and Your terms were about right. 68 today, it says, partly cloudy, but it's really cloudy. Monday, 71, partly cloudy. Tuesday, 67. Wednesday, like you say, it's going to rain. Then I think it's going to rain again on Saturday, 70% chance.
Long as it towards the end of the week, or maybe Tuesday if she can get it scheduled. They're supposed to come take that cedar tree down in my yard, and the one that's right in the middle of the driveway. I'm going to get it down. I've got a dead one. She's going to take that out for me while she's here. And I think I'll have them grind the stump on that cedar tree, so if I decide to do something with that yard, like grade it or something like that, won't have to worry with the stump. So anyway, and she gave me a much better price because the other she was going to take down not only the cedar tree, but a big old pine tree, and it was going to be better than $2,000. So anyway. anyway, this 1100 is a little better.
Expensive. I think that's about what it costs for. We had about a 100-footer out back here, and it was leaning over towards my neighbors, and I took it out several years ago. But that's right in line with what we paid, I'm sure. And then I had one taken out of the front yard, and I don't really remember how much that was, but I had them chew it also. And that's very wise. That really does a good job.
Seeing as this cedar tree has got three sections going up, and they split just about a foot above the ground to go up, and they're all in the 50 to 60 foot range, that's too much for me. And I wouldn't attempt to do it or any other thing about it. So, and the other is a dead tree, and it can't make up its mind. It's curving one direction, but it's kind of leaning the other direction, and neither one of them is a good way, because the way it's curving, and if it fell that way, it would take out my street light. And, of course, Duke Energy would have to come back and replace it. And if it goes the other way, it'll take out my power line. Of course, Duke Energy would come back and fix it, but still, I would be without power until they got their act together. So, anyway, I'm going to have a professional do it, and then I won't have to worry about it. Of course, what I'm going to have her do is, let me lay it up. What I'm going to have her do is when she cuts all the small limbs and grinds them up, instead of carrying all of that off, I'm going to have her just use that and blow it out into a couple of sections either side of my driveway where I've got some area that it needs to be filled in. And I get this get all this wood chips out there. It'll sure help with filling in, and it'll be, you know, then I won't have to worry about it too much. It'll, and all. So that's what I'm going to have her do with the chipped wood they do.
I do. Well, one time we had it hauled off. The other time I just had it hauled down in the pasture out back. And oh, Bernice thought she'd use it, but she never did. But it's a good idea. It makes good mulch in that. Oh, I haven't been doing much this morning. Bernice went out and got the eggs because I didn't want to go out in the cold that much. And I went out and knocked the spider web off of my security system in the driveway. That sucker, you could see him climbing all over it last night. But I'm just about ready to mow grass here.
I don't think you're going to want to do that today. And if you do it tomorrow, you're going to want to do it early and get it over with. And Tuesday, you know, you got a chance Tuesday also. But if you want to mow grass, you better do it before Wednesday, or it'll be a week before you can do it again because it'll be too wet.
I'm sure you're right. Rusty, I got to run down the hall here. I have no choice, but I'll be back in a minute if you're still there. This is NZRTR.
Okay, well, I'll be in the house by then because I'm just about 2 minutes from the driveway. I'll catch you later. I'll turn on the radio in the house. NZRTR, W2T73.
Okie doke. Talk to you later, Rusty. W2T NZRTR.
KO4PXV Mobile.